You're now listening to Her Story, Women Who Lead, with your host, Sandra Bieber. This is a dynamic and inspiring podcast that really dives into the rich tapestry of women's history, explores critical topics in women's health, and celebrates the profound impact women have on our communities. Stay with us. You are listening to Her Story on WDIY 88.1 FM, and I'm your host, Sandra Bieber. I'm joined today by someone truly special, Sarah Dams, really a legend in our region and beyond. I think the way that you carry yourself is so wonderful. You have touched so many lives, whether it's, you know, the nonprofit space, the graphic design space, an accomplished woman-owned business owner. I'm really grateful to have you on here. And I know that we had a whole autobiography here written down. And I wanted to really touch on who you are as a woman and celebrate you, because that's what we do here on Her Story. The one thing that sticks out to me, I remember working with you in 2020. Yeah. And in that time in 2020, there was a lot of turbulence. And working with you on something that I wasn't so great at, and that was digital marketing. And I remember your ease and your comfort and your ability to walk someone through something, right? And inspire them. So I just wanted to highlight that publicly because it really made a difference in my life personally. Oh. And now fast forward, digital marketing has become one of my strong suits. Yeah. Yeah. And I really thank you for allowing me to be that. So Sarah, thanks for being with us. Tell our viewers and our listeners a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is an honor. It's great to talk to you. Yeah. We have some good memories together. Yeah. Let's see. I'm owner of my own agency. It's been 11 years that I've owned Surratt Design. I'm a mom of two beautiful girls, 10 and 14. And I love helping the community. And I grew up doing art and theater and that sort of thing. So creativity and like storytelling has always been something inside of me. So doing those things gave me confidence to, you know, continue in life and do a creative career. But yeah, I think one of the things that I most enjoy, and going back to when we worked together, was working with nonprofits.
Yes.
Right? So being able to do what I love doing, being creative, and then also, you know, using my skill to help meaningful missions. And what I do is, you know, take complex information and make it something that's easy for people to understand and to relate to. So that's a little bit about what I do and where I am and what I love to do.
I love that. And so from your inspiration, you know, take me back to before all of the leadership, before you're owning your business. What were some things as, you know, a young woman growing up that inspired you to join this track or to really delve into this gifting that you have?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd say growing up, my mom was always a hard worker. So I always saw her work. And also, along with that, she was always like my biggest advocate. So it was even to this day, you know, she'll see FMZ or whatever for doing the auto show. And she'll, oh, I watched it. You know, she just really authentically thinks the world of me, which That's is great. Wonderful to have a mom that way.
Absolutely.
That's that way. Along those lines, that was always, you know, something that encouraged me just to do, you know, what I wanted to do and, you know, pursue what I wanted to do.
That's awesome. So as an influence, as your mom was an advocate for you, you see that was one of the top influences. Yeah. How did you feel like you owed that? You felt like you were obligated to give that back, and you do that in so many different ways. But what is one of the most powerful ways that you give back as a woman, a leader that really wants to help people?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love to do is to mentor interns.
Yeah.
And it's very rewarding for me, probably more than they even realize, because teaching them also shows me that, oh, I do know what I'm doing. Like you say, oh, I actually know more than I thought I did, you know? I do know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But also mentoring them and being authentic with them, mm-hmm. and making a space where they can ask questions,
yes.
and, you know, encouraging them. Mm-hmm. The level that they're at, and they're college interns, you know, a lot of them are nervous to share ideas, and I like to make a space that's comfortable for them. If you have a crazy idea, tell me, share it with me. You know, I'm not going to judge you or say, oh, you're not, you know.
Sometimes it's not even crazy at all.
Right, exactly.
This next generation, yes. is so powerful, as yeah. they are digital natives.
Yes.
So they understand the landscape a lot better sometimes than people that have been spending decades in it, right?
Yes.
They have new, fresh ideas. Yeah. So what is a great yeah. idea that maybe one of your interns has had?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, one interesting story was, I was working with an intern one time, and I had worked on a presentation. It was for a client.
Yeah.
And I was like, come see what I'm doing. I want to show you what I did, because I think I had them do a couple different ideas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me show you what I'm doing. So we were going through the presentation, and this is interesting because I was learning from them.
Yeah.
And she was like, who is this for? And yeah. I was like, what do you mean, who is this for? Like, this is for blah, blah. And she's like, their information isn't clear to me on
yes.
the slide. And I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, here's this fresh eyes looking mm-hmm. at something that I was like, sure, like, oh, let me show you. And here they are looking from a different perspective,
absolutely.
Not so close, and you know, bringing to my attention work that could have been done to it. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
that. And I think, you know, your work over this past decade with organizations, nonprofits, mm-hmm. and kind of giving them that clarity of vision and thought, one
yeah.
of them being the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealer Association.
Yes. Yes.
They are fantastic. They give back
yeah.
to so many different nonprofits, you know, specifically
yes.
geared towards children.
Yes.
And the mission that you kind of put out was very important, because,
yeah.
you know, the auto dealers and auto dealerships there's not so much, you know, there's space for women, and
right.
but women are, they have the purchasing power, right?
Yeah.
So you've created
yeah.
a space in ads, you've created a space in communication to help women feel more comfortable to be in those spaces. So tell us a little
yeah.
bit about that story and how we can, you know, really inspire other women to break those barriers.
Yeah, definitely. So in the automotive industry, there's definitely need for women.
Yeah.
They aren't at the table as much as they should be. So the thing that Glavotta is doing, so the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association, there's
mm-hmm.
a foundation
mm-hmm.
That was created. It was the Cars and Kids Foundation. And now that's focused a lot on kids, but definitely through the work that we do with Glavotta is making the auto industry accessible to
yeah.
women and making them realize that there is a place for them in
mm-hmm.
it, whether it's service, sales, design.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different places where women and young women can come into that industry
yeah.
and getting it in front of them, whether it's through different educational programs
mm-hmm.
that Glavotta will facilitate, bringing in students from high schools,
that's
bringing
great.
Guys, girls, yeah, taking them to the dealership, seeing all the different pieces,
mm-hmm.
Making it so that, you know, women, young women don't feel as though they have to be asked if they can be in that industry, but that they also feel that they belong there.
Beautiful.
So I'm in that because I'll, you know, I'll visually or creatively, I'll make things seem accessible to everybody.
I love that.
And meaningful, you know, put some emotion into the things that are around that foundation, that organization. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And you're very much like a glue. Your personality is more like bringing people together
yeah.
in a safe space to learn. And educating, I know, is a hard thing to do at times.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
know that for me personally, when I first started teaching college courses,
yeah.
it was hard at first because you think about, oh my goodness, I only have, you know, maybe a decade on these individuals. And I don't even
yeah.
call them kids because they're
yeah.
not kids. They
right.
are grown-ups, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
you know, being able to be in that space to teach interns, to teach high school students and young children and how you work together and to break into an automotive industry, which is
yeah.
male-dominated, right?
Yep.
But
yep.
It goes back to the fact that women do have the buying power. A lot of women mm-hmm. now are the breadwinners in their home,
yeah,
and leading in that way. How do we, as women, advocate in that space without feeling like we are, trampled on, or yeah. In a way that, like, you kind of feel insecure walking into an huge automotive industry, or any industry, engineering, or healthcare, whatever it may be, accounting,
advertising.
Mad Men, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So how do you, from walking in from that space, how do you really come in with that confidence and make people aware that there are discrepancies here and there are deficits that need to be met? But how do you do so in a way that brings everybody together without making them feel like they're, it's an anti type of thing?
Yeah, I think authenticity, right? Authenticity and communication.
Yeah.
Being in situations where, hey, only lady in here, just calling it out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's obvious that it's there. But communication, authenticity, and having that confidence in yourself that you do belong there, definitely, no reason why you shouldn't be there around that table,
I love that. And building that, and, it's been such a beautiful time with you here. And, we're building on legacy. Mm. And we always want to share some nuggets, really, from the younger generation, the women who are coming up, the young women that are coming up, especially young girls in middle school and high school. I even think of boys that are watching girls as well, and how to treat each other like a partner and support. So tell me a couple of things and how you want to leave a legacy for those, a living legacy for those young women.
Yeah. So like I said, I have two daughters.
Yeah.
Right. So raising them has been incredible. They've taught me so much. But for them, again, I think kindness and being authentic and also understanding. Not to get into too much of a personal story, but even just one of my daughters the other day was like, she's only a child as well. She's telling me, they're learning as well,
Absolutely.
So being non-judgmental, that sort of thing. As far as like a legacy for myself, I just want to be known as someone that is non-judgmental. Anybody could, you can talk to me authentic, right?
That's the word of the day. I feel like the authenticity. Oprah said this so many different times, right? Where it is that authentic piece that you are walking in alignment with who you are.
Yeah.
The moment that you start to step outside of that alignment is when you're not really getting anywhere.
Yeah.
You feel stuck.
Yeah. It's also, if you're not being your true authentic self, you have to remember this other person that you are. That's kind of hard to do, right?
Exactly. And I feel like sometimes, though, I will say that some people say, you got to be your authentic self, but they're not their authentic self, right? So it's like, you got to, figure out what you're doing, but it's a mirror in that way.
Yeah.
If it's not 100% of who you can, who you are willing to be or want to be or dream to be, and fighting for that every day. And I feel really that you have that presence, that gifting where you're able to be yourself in that way. So one of the, from a leadership perspective, what do you think makes a really effective leader?
I think it's someone who wants the people that they are leading to grow.
Yeah.
They want them to grow, in their career. They want them to grow, in the organization, cultural wise, like understanding, all the different people and different personalities within where they're working.
That's fabulous.
Because, encouraging that is, that's going to bring people, that's going to bring them up, that's going to help them grow.
Sore. And right? And it's you're exactly right. Yeah. You're leading them into that alignment.
Yeah.
And the further that we could lead people into their own alignment, even if it's it means that maybe they're not going to be there in the organization or they'll grow out of it. Hey. It's just about that growth. So I'm so grateful for you and all the your work that you're doing in the community. Sarah, thank you for you know, just joining us on our podcast on Her Story, and we're really happy that you are here.
I really appreciate you having me. This is really special. It's I hope I did an okay job.
You did amazing. You did amazing. right in alignment, babe. I love it.
All right.
You're watching Her Story and listening to Her Story with Sandra Bieber.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
You're listening to Her Story on WDIY 88.1 FM. I'm your host, Sandra Bieber, and I am joined by the one and only Tiffany Sondergaard.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, darling. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that you have joined us today. You're an award-winning PR person, right? You are a professional. You have had so many incredible accolades, not just in this region, but beyond, across the nation in certain ways. And you work with so many major names, and you're a hidden gem here in the region. Not so much hidden. If you know who you are, you know who you are. And I'm, you know, really your work with Toasty Queen, which is really empowering women and helping women join a community in which they can tell their stories, achieve their brand, work towards finding their alignment, and all the work that you do. I'm really grateful to have you on Her Story and celebrate you because, as you know, that's what we do here on Her Story.
Thank you, Sandra.
Absolutely. Tiffany, take us back. Take us all the way back before this awesome glory of success and just the striving of that. Tell us who you were, really.
I would say as a little girl, I was ambitious, always ambitious, curious.
Yes.
And barreling forward.
That's a good way to look at it, barreling forward. You had a lot of inspiration, I'm sure, in your life. And tell us a little bit of the backbones of who really inspired you to be your best self.
So my mother, of course, number one, my mother is a rock star, a solid woman. My mother was a ward of the state. That's the term that they use for foster children. Mm-hmm. And one of the first memories that I could always remember my mother speaking about with me is how she went to college because she needed a place to live.
Wow.
So when you graduate high school and you are a part of the states and part of the system, you are homeless after high school. And so that's how my mother decided to go to college, because she needed a place to live. And so from a very early very smart decision.
Yes.
I think from a very early age, that's how I learned to A, seize all opportunities, be resourceful. Mm-hmm. But that is one of the early inspirations. So I think we can all take from that. We know if that was my mother, then all of the other things and the way that we lived and all of the other knowledge that she dropped on me throughout the years and still does.
So a powerhouse of a mom.
Absolutely.
And a bedrock in your foundation. And, you know, you, again, felt that. It's not pressure, if you will, but yes, pressure in the sense to succeed, but also to give back.
Yes.
And in your heart, tell us a little bit about why Toasty Queen and why you created that such a beautiful space, which I think more and more people should be doing. But tell us a little bit about that dream and that vision.
So Toasty Queen is something that's near and dear to my heart. I started Toasty Queen because being out there and going to networking groups or just working it here in the Lehigh Valley for years, I realized that the people that I saw being highlighted, you know, getting the awards or doing the interviews on television were always the executive leaders that were male within the corporations. Mm-hmm. And I started Toasty Queen to help with the awareness of all of the women who are also in the corporate, nonprofit lifestyle world here in the Lehigh Valley that were doing amazing things,
yeah.
That were in upper management or entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and still killing it out there and doing all of the things that the men were. So I created a safe space, one, to highlight them, to toast them,
yes.
To create awareness for them, and also to create a group of camaraderie where we could all build off of each other and for each other.
That's beautiful. I love that. And I feel like there are more and more women empowerment groups coming up, because I feel like in these past couple of years, I feel like the attack on women, especially women that feel empowered to lead, to be in the forefront, has kind of been met with a lot of resistance. And I feel like anytime that a woman is met with resistance, it's very simple. We just band together.
Yes.
We become resourceful and we build a major sisterhood. That helps us to make that impact, that positive impact that we want to see in the world. I see it here a lot in the Lehigh Valley.
Right.
And I think it's one of the main reasons is the success of who we are as a community. You know, tell me, you know, risks is important when it comes to business. Risks are something that you got to take it calculated, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. What were some of the biggest risks that you've taken as a woman, as an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, when it comes to risks, any woman that owns their own business is taking a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
In the Lehigh Valley, we have, what is it, over 3,500 single-owned, entrepreneur, women-owned businesses.
Fantastic.
It's incredible. That's how we became,
That's
you know, have
fantastic.
The things like the Mom's Market
yes.
and Toasty Queen and,
yes.
and
shout
the
out.
Chamber.
Shout out to
yes,
Vika. Absolutely.
And the Chamber's Women's Summit.
Yeah.
And there's all of these, you know, vendor events and all of that that all are there to help women. So I think when it comes to the Lehigh Valley, we do a very good job at that.
Mm.
You know, but it's just about breaking that ceiling. Mm. Women are responsible for corporate culture. We have the compassion to make sure that everyone is included.
Yeah.
And that everyone feels comfortable and has a safe space to be able to do their job effectively.
That's so good. And because many women do that work internally, and they kind of have that you know, my aunt, that auntie feeling, or
yes.
the motherly feeling, or that, you know, my sister feeling. I feel like there's a space for everybody, a character for everyone.
Right.
And I think that's what I think success looks like when it comes to finding and navigating a mentor. And you
yes.
know, when you talk about mentorship and who you you know, you've been a mentor. But who has mentored you so you can get to the spot that you're at?
I have many mentors.
Yeah.
I would say that I thought that I was working with Joetta, the four-time Olympian, you know, authority on wellness
yes.
and world record-breaking runner. But honestly, she's been such an incredible mentor to me, both personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely been someone that I could go to ask questions. She lets me know when I'm slipping, you know, so that I can make sure that I rally and get it back together, which is something that you need.
Yeah.
So Joette is definitely one of those. Margaret McConnell here from WDIY.
Yes, Margaret. Margaret.
Although she says no to me, she says many yeses, you
yes.
know, and she's someone that's been able to lead me through
yeah.
a lot of things, especially creating and really pulling the pieces together on certain initiatives that that I would not be able to do by myself.
Yeah.
There's also Dan Moyer from the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association.
Absolutely.
You know, Dan Moyer last year had a conversation with me and challenged me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the educational program, community education program, came together during the Lehigh Valley Auto Show last year,
yeah.
where we were able to bring in children as
Fantastic.
Part of the Cars and Kids Because We Care Foundation, bring over 200 kids into the Lehigh Valley Auto Show for the very first time.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and Tracy, the show, they received CPR from the American Heart Association. Wow. They had some arts and crafts. The fire department came out and gave them fire safety. Yeah. You know, it was absolutely wonderful. The kids loved it. Shout out to Donegan Elementary School.
Okay, shout out.
And the Boys and Girls Club of Allentown that came in and toured and participated in the program.
That's fantastic.
So that's another mentor.
I love that. And I think your work with the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association also is something that you have pride in and worked in and kind of broke into, similar to what Sarah Dams, we were just talking to our friend Sarah, you kind of work in partnership with her and how you really approach that authenticity piece and be able to create access and space for women and children as well to be in something like that, like the auto dealer show.
Right. So it involved in the children with cards and kids. Yeah. However, it started initially with women. Wow. I first came into the Greater Auto Dealers Association, GLAVADA, or the Lehigh Valley Auto Show with Sarah, because Dan and Sarah were looking to bring more women to the show.
That's awesome.
And so we started with the Purses and Perfume
event
that benefited
two great things.
Yes, right.
Come on.
We love our purses and our perfume.
Absolutely.
And it benefited Bloom for Women, and I was working with Bloom for Women
at
the time. Helping them with some communications work and awareness. And so, you know, that's how it started. We were able to bring more women into the auto show that year. Mm-hmm. And we just took it the next step the next year and said, what can we do now to get families?
Yes.
Right? And then children. So the concept just keeps evolving, but it really started with a focus on getting more women into the auto industry.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And, you know, it's been such a pleasure to be with you today. It's always wonderful to be with you. And, you know, we talk about legacy a lot here and a living legacy and how you want to be perceived and, you know, 100 years from now, how do you want to be perceived?
100 years from now, I want to be perceived as someone who gave just as many opportunities as I received.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. And the work that you're doing now in that sense is inspiring, because giving those opportunities and extending that hand and opening that door can really magnify someone's career. So I'll tell you a little story about Margaret McConnell. We're going to shout her out. She doesn't like the spotlight. She doesn't like any of that. But she opens doors for people to share their stories. And she presents opportunities, even if someone doesn't really have that much experience in podcasting, but there's a small gifting or a small light, she'll dive into it. And she'll say, yes, and let's work on what we need to work on. And she'll grow that. So I think you're the same way in that way. You take someone that's looking to create their own brand, right?
Yes.
To tailor their brand or to have a certain message that they want to get out in the world. Sometimes, you know, working in the world of public relations, there's always the crisis public relations, right?
Yes,
we want to stay away from that as much as possible, right? But, you know, when it needs to happen, you have that in your back pocket.
Correct.
But really, it's about building the person up and telling their story. What are some meaningful stories from your career that you have brought out from your clients, from the people that you've worked with?
Some of the meaningful stories that I've been able to work with have mostly come from the nonprofits.
That's beautiful.
Obviously, Bloom for Women and the wonderful things that they're doing to help the survivors of human trafficking.
Yeah.
I got into helping Bloom for Women, though, first because I was working with BW Nice, which helps survivors of domestic violence.
Wow.
And so getting the awareness out and being able to help the women and the survivors and their children of domestic violence was very rewarding and necessary.
Sure.
I love working and helping to get the stories out for the YWCA Allentown.
Yeah.
And they have the next Perfect Fit outfit.
I love the Perfect Fit,
by the Perfect
way.
Fit outfit to empower coming up in October.
Love it.
October 16th. So I hope that everybody will come and get involved with that and participate. But working with all of those stories. And then I always bring up Eric Aquino from the Grace Strom Foundation.
Yeah.
Early onset Parkinson's at 40 years old, has done so much and so many amazing things, and just recently presented an entire emergency room healthcare checklist so that emergency responders can identify Parkinson's patients.
Wow.
Because 1 in 3 Parkinson's patients have more adverse effects in emergency situations simply because it's hard to identify them as a Parkinson's patient.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So all of the things that he's done.
So that's incredible. I feel like, you know, your work there not only is empowering, but telling those stories and being able to share that. I mean, I didn't even know that fact. And I feel like a lot of people don't. And I feel like your advocacy is always needed and wanted. And so you raise up those voices. But I want to thank you for being on Her Story and sharing a little insight about who you are and those beautiful nuggets, and you know, allowing us the opportunity to peek into your soul. So thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Sandra.
You're listening to Her Story on WDIY 88.1 FM with Sandra Bieber.